Well, it's all
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have got a great show today. We're talking to Jacqueline Hill, who's the Vice President of Answers Pet Food. And we're going to be talking to to Jacqueline about one of their products in particular. They have a few different products. They have some raw food diets. But they have a goat milk product, raw goat milk. And can't wait to share this information with everybody. It's really fascinating. It has incredible positive effects on pets' digestion for a number of different reasons. And it's just great. So we're going to be talking with Jacqueline in the second segment, starting in the second segment. And we have some vouchers to give away. But it's not going to be call-in, so it's going to be a different way to win. But you still will be able to win a voucher for a free pint of Answers goat milk. And I will tell you how to do that later in the show, so stay tuned in for that. Eric, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's
good.
So day, I was going to say a beautiful day. But, you know, it's a fantastic day, of course, to take your dog for a walk.
It is. Good point.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that we're talking with Jacqueline Hill of Answers Pet Food.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my...
And hopefully she'll have answers
well,
for all our questions.
Well, yeah, and I'm right? sure she gets that a lot, but I think my new favorite thing now is going to be to go into All the Best Pet Care, and which is where you can buy Answers goat milk and... walk in and say, I want some answers.
I need answers.
I need answers
now. I need answers
now.
Yes. Sounds like fun.
I want answers.
And they go, wow, that lady really Whoa. Likes her goat milk.
Yeah. So Eric, you won, speaking of winning things on the show.
Uh-huh.
You were a big winner last week.
I was.
You played some dog talk show trivia and won a sample of Natural Pet Pantry raw cat food
yes.
for your cats.
I was playing for my favorite charity, my two Washington cats. Fat cats.
And their names are?
Fergal and Marshmallow.
Marshmallow, that's
yes.
right. And Marshmallow is all white.
Yes.
Yep. So
and very fluffy.
Now they had never had raw food before. So how,
as far as I know, that's true. Yeah.
So what was their reaction? Did they eat it?
Two paws up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They enjoyed it. I mixed it in with the tuna as you suggested,
mm-hmm.
So that they could get used to it. And at first they were a little bit, I'm not so sure about this.
Checking it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They tasted it, then they walked away. They came back a few minutes later, had a little more, walked away.
So feline of them.
Came back a few minutes later and finished it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a pretty general difference between dogs and cats right
mm-hmm.
there.
Dogs will eat just about anything, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you get a dog that's a little finicky or will kind of approach it something new and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But most dogs probably are just like, sweet.
Yes.
Gobble it up. But cats typically are like, this is new.
Right.
And then they, you know, check it out, maybe taste it like yours did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll walk away and then come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think that they just went to mull it over, you know, just savor it, you know, and then come back and
very cat
get
of them.
A little more. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they did end up liking
it yes.
and finishing it.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, cats especially, you know, we talk about food a lot on the show,
mm-hmm.
pet food.
And, you know, I did have a question that occurred to me with the raw food.
Yes.
And this may be a question that we'll have to have someone from the Natural Pet Pantry answer at some point. But
mm-hmm.
My question is, what about salmonella? Because we're told, you know, we should not eat raw food, especially mm-hmm. raw chicken, because of the risk of salmonella or other foodborne illnesses. And I understand that dogs and cats have a different kind of immune system than us, and they're used to eating raw food. But What about that concern? Can a cat get salmonella or a dog?
It sounds like you want answers, Eric.
I want answers and I want them now.
Well, so the salmonella question, it's a really good question. And we can actually ask Jacqueline Hill when she's on for a more in-depth answer.
Okay.
But my my experience with it is that it's something that the industry puts out, especially like I've had clients after I've recommended raw food go to their vet, and you know, some vets are really, really anti raw food, and where they've gone to their vet and told them, oh, you know, we tried raw food, and then the vets will be like, no, don't feed raw food. And then they hand them, I've had this happen. There, in one instance, a client came back to class and handed me some paperwork that her vet had given her after she told her vet that she had started her dog on raw food diet. And it was all about salmonella and the dangers of salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
And it incidentally was put out by Purina.
Mm.
So there's your answer. But salmonella, generally what I've heard, does not impact a healthy dog or cat because they're designed to eat raw meat.
Mm-hmm.
I know for dogs, and it's probably true for cats as well, that the pH in the dog's stomach has a average pH, which is like the acid-base scale of mm-hmm. 1, which is the same as hydrochloric acid.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much anything like that comes in, they're actually equipped to handle it.
Oh, okay.
If they do come in contact with salmonella. Now, I also know that the Natural Pet Pantry's food is regularly tested for salmonella, and it consistently doesn't have it, and same with like E. coli and stuff like that. And that's a benefit of, a locally made product as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know the owners, I can talk to them about that, and mm-hmm. I know how that works. But as far as get into more detail about it, I am pretty confident that Jacqueline Hill, our guest starting in the second segment, is going to have answers for you, Eric.
Excellent, because I want answers, and I want them now. I want them within the hour.
Okay, deal. Well, couple announcements. I have a basic obedience class starting tonight, and I have a couple spots left. So if you are looking for a basic obedience class for your dog, any age, it's a great class. Basic obedience, start to finish. Maybe you're looking for a refresher, or you have a new dog or new puppy and you'd like to get going. It's a great class. They are taught in downtown Seattle area, South Lake Union neighborhood, at the Barking Lounge, and classes are Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 8:45, and they run for 6 weeks, and week one is tonight. So if you would like to get in last minute, like I said, I have a couple spots left. You can email me at julie@sensitivedog.com. Again, that's julie@sensitivedog.com. And again, that's a basic obedience class, 6 weeks, starts tonight and runs 6 consecutive Wednesday nights from 7:30 to about 8:45. It's a great class and would love to have you if you're looking for a class in the area. Again, email me, julie@sensitivedog.com. It's not too late to get in. I have a couple spots left in that class. I have a new post up with my relatively new dog column called Woman's Best Friend. And this last article, most recent article that just posted yesterday, is about the Prison Pet Partnership Program, which is a local service dog training program in the Women's Correctional Facility here in Purdy, Washington. And I have interviewed the executive director a couple of times on the show, Beth Rivard. It's an amazing program. The women inmates train service dogs for people with disabilities who need them, and then give them the dogs, and they use dogs from a rescue or shelter type environment. And it's an amazing, it helps homeless dogs. It has many benefits to the women who participate in the program, and also provides service dogs for people with disabilities. And my partner Darcy and I, Darcy trains service dogs through her company Healing Allies, and that's H-E-E-L-I-N-G, allies.com. We went and had the opportunity of actually going into the prison through all of the different security points into the belly of the prison and actually got to take a tour of the program, the facility, and then we get to sit in on a training class actually with some of the women offenders and the training program coordinator. And so we get to watch a training session, and then we get to talk to the women who are participating in the program and also happen to be incarcerated. And it was really amazing to hear them talk about how much dog training has taught them about patience and how powerful it is for them to experience themselves as teachers, because for many of them, that's a first. And it's just a really, really awesome local program. And it's called the Prison Pet Partnership Program. And that is the website, prisonpetpartnership.org. And I wrote an article featuring that program in my dog column called Woman's Best Friend. And you can find that at www.theseattlelesbian.com. It's an online news and entertainment resource. And I have a dog column on that. So check that out. All the Best Pet Care's Redmond store is having a re-grand opening celebration this weekend, June 4th and 5th. Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 p.m., 10% off everything in the store all weekend. So if you live in the area, it's in the same complex as the Whole Foods in Redmond, and they've moved just a few doors down to a bigger space, and it's a great move. And so if you're in the area, check it out. Stay tuned in to learn how you can win a free pint of Answers raw goat milk today on the show. And then you can go down to All the Best Pet Care with your coupon and redeem that. And then check out all the other great stuff they have in their store. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, re-grand opening, All the Best Pet Care Redmond store from 10 to 6 p.m. both days. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Eric, we're going to get some answers from Jacqueline Hill, Vice President of Answers Pet Food. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ease my weary head, but your big dog was laying there snoring loud as he pleased. I say, if I lay down with that dog, I'll get up with fleas. You said the dog was here first.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, Scott Freeman, founder of Nature's Logic, is back. With 25 years of experience, he'll educate us on the world of processed pet foods and what really goes into some all-natural pet foods. Is Nature's Logic really the only full-line kibble, canned, and raw frozen pet food line in the world without chemically synthesized ingredients? Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Snoring loud as he please, I say, if I lay down with that dog, I'll get up with fleas. You said the dog was here first.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com and learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. Well, it's time, Eric, that we get some answers.
All right.
We are on the line right now with Jacqueline Hill, Vice President of Answers Pet Food. Welcome to the Dog Talk Show.
Thank you.
So we had a really very, very interesting conversation earlier today, and I'm so excited to share this information about your products with my listeners because it's just such an important, topic. As many of my listeners know, I talk about food a lot, but this one in particular really fills a gap, and we're going to be talking specifically about your raw goat milk that you offer in your product line. You also have some other products as well. So will you tell us a little bit, just kind of introduce, what are some of the benefits of the raw goat milk? Is it okay to feed dairy? Kind of what's the difference between the raw and the pasteurized?
Very good question regarding pasteurized and raw. Pasteurized milk and raw milk are polar opposites. So when I talk about the benefits of raw milk, it does not apply to pasteurized milk. When they pasteurize milk, they destroy a lot of the nutrients, and it creates, in a sense, lactose intolerance. Most of our pets and many people can't drink milk, pasteurized milk, because they can't digest the sugar lactose in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, raw milk comes with all the enzymes needed to digest the lactose. So in other words, it contains lactase. So a person or a pet who cannot drink pasteurized milk can drink raw milk with no digestive upset, and they will be able to digest it completely.
And that makes sense, because milk comes naturally unpasteurized.
Correct. Yes. Mother Nature knows how to do things, and then we try to intervene. And instead of making it better, we mess it up.
Right. And the reason why milk is pasteurized is so that it lasts longer. Is that right?
No. There's actually a huge history, and maybe not enough time to go into it in detail, but when they started putting cows in confinement dairies, that's not an appropriate environment, and they fed them incorrectly, and they actually started shedding pathogens, which ended up in the milk and could cause illness. But now they have dairies that are certified raw, which obviously our dairy is, and the animals are grazed and are in environments that don't encourage bad bacteria and pathogens to grow. So it's very safe to drink the raw milk from certified raw dairies, but it would not be safe to drink milk from a dairy who's going for pasteurization, because they do not handle the hygiene or the animals in the same way, and that would prevent the pathogen.
Interesting. Well, okay, so you've got your raw goat milk product, and it's comes frozen. So you buy it in a pint carton, and it's in the freezer section of your local pet store. I know all the best pet care locations carry your line. And so it comes frozen, and then you thaw it out, and then you just pour it over your pet's food. And this is good. Dogs and cats alike both like this?
Dogs and cats both like it and benefit from it.
Okay. So we were talking about irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel, colitis, acid reflux, diarrhea, gas, all sorts of digestive upset issues, allergies, a big one, like itchy skin, and that adding raw goat milk can actually cure a lot of these symptoms. So how does that, tell us a little bit about what it is giving back to the body that the body is either out of balance or missing?
Well, it's it's very, there's a lot of things that the raw milk brings. And one of the healing properties that raw goat's milk provides is, I call raw goat's milk probiotics plus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probiotics are a buzzword right now, and everybody understands probiotics are good bacteria. And good bacteria is very important for good health. A lot of people have heard the saying, heal the gut, heal the animal. So when you provide raw goat's milk for the pet, you're not only providing the probiotics, the good bacteria, but raw milk also provides the prebiotics, which is the food that feeds the good bacteria, so that's important. But there's another very important nutrient that comes along with raw milk. When the good bacteria in the milk is fermenting and eating the sugar in the milk, it creates a substance called bacteriocins, which are nature's antibiotics.
Mm.
There's a very wonderful thing that Mother Nature provides. It's called competitive environment. So competitive environment means good bacteria, your probiotics like lactobacillus and acidophilus, do not get along with bad bacteria, which is salmonella, E. coli, Helicobacter pylori. So the way good bacteria prevents bad bacteria is they create what's called bacteriocins, which are nature's antibiotics. And these bacteriocins will actually kill E. coli, salmonella, and Helicobacter.
Mm.
So when you give a dog raw milk, you're not just giving them the good bacteria like you would be in a pill or a powder. You're giving them good bacteria, prebiotics, bacteriocins. These bacteriocins will go into the dog's digestive system and kill the bad bacteria, which is often causing the inflammatory bowel disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we see a very healing on any type of digestion problem, like you said. And another thing is raw goat's milk, when given to a pet, is more buffering to their digestive system than over-the-counter antacids. So the pet receives almost immediate relief from the digestion problem.
Mm. So one of the things that you had said, too, is that the difference between nature's antibiotics and antibiotics that have been created by science is that nature's antibiotics only kill the bad bacteria, whereas prescription antibiotics kill both.
That's correct. And that's the beauty of healing the gut with goat's milk versus, per se, going to the veterinarian and getting antibiotics and steroids that will completely eliminate all the bacteria and then leaving the pet susceptible to being repopulated with bad bacteria and a vicious cycle of continuous digestion problems always coming back after they're off the drugs.
Yeah. And the thing to get about this is that, you know, we're talking about good bacteria and bad bacteria in the digestive tract, where, you know, the gut flora, which is sort of the general term for the bacteria and yeast, protozoa, viruses, as you said earlier. The thing about this to get is that you had said 84% of the dog's immune system is in the stomach or in the digestive tract. And I asked you, well, what does that mean? I mean, like, I kind of get that. Like, yes, nutrition, is like the most important thing to health, to immune function. But what does it actually mean to say 84% of the immune system lives in the digestive tract? What does that mean? And you said you were talking about the role that the good bacteria plays in preventing toxins from entering the bloodstream, and then the role that the bad bacteria plays by actually causing perforation in the digestive wall, allowing the toxins, you know, inviting them into the bloodstream. And you had said that the good bacteria do something to identify the toxins and then remove them. And what do they do? Tell us a little bit more about that and how that plays a role in immune function.
Okay. Well, you got to think about the bacteria in the gut flora, kind of like grass on soil, okay? And that grass protects the soil from erosion. And that's kind of the same thing that happens. And bacteria is a lot more complicated than a lot of people realize. They actually create matrices and communicate with each other and work together to do many different things. They produce some of our vitamins in our stomach. A lot of your vitamin K is produced by the good bacteria, a lot of your B vitamins and things like that. But the role is for it to protect, and one of the ways it protects is the lining of the intestine. When the good bacteria does not, it will not cause inflammation and perforation, like you said. And when there's perforation in the digestive system, it allows larger pieces of proteins and other toxins to get into the bloodstream, which then can elicit an immune response, which could be itchy skin, which those pieces of protein could end up in the joints and cause arthritis, and things like that. So, yes, it's very important that they keep the digestive system healthy, and the only way to keep the digestive system healthy, or what dictates what's going to grow in the digestive system, is what we feed our pets.
Right. Well, good. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Jacqueline Hill, Vice President of Answers Pet Food. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
If you call,
this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Cut through the clutter with the latest up-to-date information on happenings in the world of real estate, mortgage, and personal finance. Tune in Wednesdays at 3 p.m. for Brashonomics, an upbeat, interesting, and informative hour you don't want to miss. Hosted by Ben Brashen, you'll be entertained and informed as Ben and his guests of industry professionals share ideas and strategies you can use every day in your own life. You won't want to miss this show. Brashonomics has the information you need to stay in the know. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmunds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I point you home.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back with Jacqueline Hill, Vice President of Answers Pet Food. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
So we're talking about one of your products, which is the raw goat's milk that is available in pet stores locally here in Western Washington. You can find Answers products in all the best pet care locations, and you can find out where all their locations are at www.allthebestpetcare.com. And so the raw goat's milk, I was doing, it was right after I had done a talk at one of the All the Best Pet Care locations about effective communication with your dog, and I was talking with Susan Moss, the owner. And she said, here, try one of these. This is great. It's raw goat milk. It's, you know, great for digestion. She handed me one of the pints and I took it home. And the dogs, of course, went crazy for it. And my dogs get raw food. And, you know, if I'm cutting fruit or vegetables or whatever, they get it too. But they really, really loved it. And, you know, I've been working in the pet food industry for a long time. And, you know, everything that you said this morning just made so much sense about, I mean, all the stuff that I know about the processing and what it does to especially dry foods, you know, dry pet foods, the excretion process and how it actually creates toxins. What was it that you said, Jacqueline? There was something that the excretion process does in pet food that created?
Well, they've recently, it was actually released just this April, and I can't recall off the top of my head what journal it was out of, but they have discovered that there is flame retardants in pet food. And when they were investigating how these flame retardants ended up in pet food, they tested the raw ingredients before the food was processed, and the raw ingredients did not have the flame retardant in it, and then they tested it after the food was processed by extrusion, high heat, high pressure, and discovered the flame retardants were in the food. So their conclusion is that through the processing, these toxins were developed due to the processing of the food. And that's just one of many. There's many, many toxins. When you overheat meat, you create heterocyclic amines, which are highly carcinogenic, and when you highly process carbohydrates, grains, tapioca, pea, whatever type of carbohydrate it is, it creates acrylamides, which are also carcinogenic. So there's many carcinogens that we can't avoid due to processing, and that's why we at Answers highly recommend the food is always fed raw to your pets.
Yeah. Now, Eric is our booth engineer and program coordinator here at KKNW, and Eric won last week due to his extreme knowledge of cats, because he has cats. He won a sample of raw cat food to try on his cats because they had never had it before. And Eric had a really, really great common question. What was that?
Should point out that the raw cat food was essentially just raw chicken. That's mostly what it was made up of. Mm-hmm. And we're always told that be careful. You've got to wash your hands after you've handled any raw chicken. And for the love of goodness, don't eat any raw chicken because you could get salmonella or something worse. So I was wondering, is that a concern for animals? Can animals get salmonella?
Well, there's a lot of discussion about salmonella in the industry. And dogs and cats, because of the way they're made, can handle a much higher load of bacteria than humans can. Okay, they have a short digestive system. They have more acidic environment. They have actually certain nutrients they excrete in their digestive system that protects them from Salmonella and E. coli. Now, you know, that's not to say that you can be just, you know, haphazard with your food. In fact, the raw pet food category is regulated by the FDA versus the raw food in the supermarket is regulated by the USDA. Okay, so you got two different regulatory systems. The USDA does allow quite a bit of contamination on of the chicken in the grocery store because they know that food's going to be cooked. Mm. Okay, so you wouldn't be as safe feeding raw chicken from the grocery store as you would be feeding the raw chicken from one of the pet food companies because we're regulated by the FDA. Mm. And their current regulation is no salmonella is allowed in the food. So we have to purchase higher quality, we have to process in different ways, and we have to make sure that we keep our chicken free from salmonella.
How interesting or ironic even. Because normally pet products have lower standards than human products, especially pet food. And I'm not talking about raw food, but I mean the stuff that goes in bags of pet food would never be allowed to be fed to humans, not fit for human consumption. Mm-hmm. And then in the case of raw food, the regulation is actually stricter than it is for humans.
Well, it's very ironic, but you have to know that the raw food industry is relatively young. Yeah. And most pet food is cooked. So having that zero tolerance of salmonella was, you know, always put there for cooked food, and the raw pet food category just got lumped in with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of fell into that category, and, you know, kind of a controversial right now, and we're trying to petition the FDA to be more reasonable about that, but time will tell. So to answer the question about answered pet food, we kind of do a threefold. We always purchase our meat sources from sources that are not confinement-fed livestock, because confinement-fed livestock will have a lot of pathogens where your free-range, outside type of livestock will not. And then, of course, we have to process it in a facility that provides, you know, it's a human processing facility, so obviously it's going to be very high quality and well done. But then the third thing that we do at Answers is we create competitive environment. In our raw milk, we put bacteria cultures, lactic acid bacteria, and remember how I told you they create bacteriocins?
Mm-hmm.
So they will prevent salmonella and E. coli from growing. Well, in our raw meat, we put a product called kombucha. Have you ever heard of kombucha?
Oh, yeah.
Well, kombucha works very similar. It's a fermented green tea. And it creates a competitive environment. It creates bacteriocins. So that's the way we naturally preserve our raw diet versus using pasteurization or high-pressure pasteurization, which would in turn destroy nutrients. We preserve it by natural competitive environment, which actually brings more nutrients to the diet.
And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier about the balance in the digestive tract and the gut flora, and that a healthy, strong, balanced digestive environment in an animal, if they do come across something like salmonella, is going to be so much better equipped to just deal with it and pass it through rather than sort of be really vulnerable to it.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're, you know, moving towards and providing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Answers does do steps to protect their food all the way to the bowl, because kombucha is constantly working and fermenting, so it protects it if the food would thaw somewhere in between getting from where we produce it to your pet's bowl.
Yeah. And the thing I want to point out again is that since I've received that first pint of Answers raw goat milk, I've since been recommending it to clients and friends, and I've had some really, really positive feedback already. And like you said, it doesn't take long to, you know, to really notice a difference. And one of my friends has a Boston Terrier who is about 8 years old now, and for as long as I've known him, and I've known him since she got him, he's had gas, which is really common with like Bostons and Bulldogs and, you know, those guys. He's had chronic gas and, you know, sensitive digestion, and, you know, she has to be really careful about what types of food that she feeds him and all that stuff. And she started him on Answers raw goat milk. And she said it immediately, pretty much, I mean, you know, a day afterwards, he hasn't had gas. And he always has gas. And then I had another client who has a German Shepherd, a young, huge, beautiful male German Shepherd who has digestive sensitivities and itchy skin. And we did a lot of switching up as far as the diet went and the food base as well. But she did add in the goat's milk too. And she said that his skin is so much better now. And there was another French Bulldog that was having gas and soft stool chronically. And she's got the goat milk now. And it's just like, it's really working. So it's, you know, it's science-based, all of this information that we're talking about. It's science. This isn't like, you know, just anecdotal. There's the science behind it as far as what we understand from of how the digestive tract works and how the bacteria interact. And it also works. Like, so if you have a dog that has itchy skin or inflammatory bowel, you know, there's a lot of factors to look at for sure. This is one major thing that you can add easily. And that's the nice thing about it, too, is that it's so easy. And I have a question for you. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it comes frozen, and so I want to know when we come back, how long can it stay thawed, and also how much to feed, you know, per serving to get the benefits of that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jacqueline Hill, Vice President of Answers Pet Food. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Bido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, The home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Science!
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. Go to their Redmond location this weekend, a re-grand opening party all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, 10% off store-wide. And you can win a voucher for a free pint of Answers raw goat milk. And we're not going to do call-in this time. This time, the best way to win is to reply to a post that I'm going to make as soon as the show is over on our Facebook fan page. So if you are on Facebook and you are not yet a fan of the Dog Talk Show, find us on Facebook and become a fan. And then my most recent post will be a post about Answers. It'll probably say, I want Answers or something like that. And then I'll have a link to the website. And you just have to comment on that post and say, I want Answers. And we have 25 free pints of raw goat milk to give away. And I am telling you, this is one of the most important things in addition to the base diet and to look at what you're actually feeding your pet, you know, otherwise. Something so important to add to the food. I cannot emphasize this enough. And the positive impacts. One, for prevention, but two, if you have a dog with inflammatory bowel, colitis, diarrhea, chronic gas, itchy skin, allergies, this is something that could really have a dramatic impact very quickly. And it's so easy. It's sold frozen, and then you bring it home, you thaw it out. It comes in these little pint cartons, and you just pour it onto the food. The dogs love it. It's great for cats, too. So all you have to do is go to our Facebook fan page, and you'll see a post there that I'll put up right after the show about Answers goat milk, and you just have to say that you want Answers, and you'll be on the list, and then you can email me your address, and I'll send that out to you. So we're back talking with Jacqueline Hill, the Vice President of Answers Pet Food. Welcome back, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
So there's so much science behind this, which is so fascinating to me. I have a background in nutrition from my, I went to the University of Vermont, which is a strong agricultural background. So I did work quite a bit at the farm. But you're talking about one of the benefits of raw milk was something called conjugated linoleic acid, and that this actually is a cancer fighter.
It is. Conjugated linoleic acid is only in milk that is from dairy animals that are grass-fed, and it is a cancer-fighting fat. So it's also been proven to reduce the risk of cancer by 60% and has been shown to reduce tumors by 60%. So it's very, very important nutrient in preventing cancer and a very important nutrient if your pet has cancer.
Mm.
And highly recommend it and can only be gotten from milk that comes from grass-fed dairy.
Mm. And this was something that there's been a study conducted on, correct? There's actually science to back this?
That is correct. There's been several studies. One of the studies, they fed rats 1.5% of their calories as conjugated linoleic acid, and that was the one where I was referring to that tumors actually shrank by 60%.
Mm.
And they did studies in women, about 5,000 women they studied, and women drinking the most milk had a 60% lower risk of breast cancer, but it had to be raw milk, and it had to be from grass-fed dairy milk.
Yeah. And there was another study, too, that raw milk was a number one factor in reducing allergies in children.
correct. They actually tested it on over 14,000 children, and the number one factor was raw milk. And what they realized is raw milk will stabilize in an immune cell called mast cells, M-A-S-T. And they tested the children with a test called C-reactive protein, which is an indicator of inflammation. And it proved that the inflammation was reduced when they consumed the raw milk.
Wow. And so what this means for pets is, you know, there's so much digestive upset and inflammatory bowel and allergies. And a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, if you go to your vet, what you're going to get are antibiotics, steroids, and prescription diets, which might mask symptoms temporarily. But then when the drugs go away, they come back and they're not getting at the root of the problem. And this could be potentially such a simple solution. And it's actually a solution. And people are so frustrated so often. You know, they have a pet that's uncomfortable or itching so much, and they're just, you know, nothing's really working. And this is something that actually can cure, along with looking at the rest of the diet, but can actually really cure this and make pets healthier, make your pet healthier. Now, one of the things that we were talking about was the difference between carbohydrate, plant fat versus animal fat, and also the ratio with protein and fat, and how, you know, dogs and certainly cats are not designed to get their calories from carbohydrates. So why is that?
Well, carbohydrates, you know, there's three sources of fuel for the body. That would be carbohydrates, protein and fat. And when a dog or a cat metabolizes carbohydrates for their energy source, the byproduct of that metabolism is lactic acid, which builds up in their cells and creates acidosis in their body. Cancer cells are cells in a state of acidosis, so we do not want to put our pets in that state, which is just extremely unhealthy and leads to disease down the road. So the appropriate source of fuel for our carnivores is protein and fat, but sometimes we'd like to apply what's good for humans is good for pets, and that's not always the case. The low-fat paradigm that is put out there for humans is not appropriate for our pets, and we tend to eliminate fat as a fuel source, which then just leaves protein. Well, protein is very important, and we do need high protein in our pet's diet for every metabolic function requires protein. But if they're using the protein for fuel, it creates some problems, like put too much urea in the blood, which is then will be like a natural diuretic, and they can become dehydrated and actually lose calcium. And another thing that can happen is certain amino acids, free amino acids, will become oxidized if there's too much of them in the blood, which then causes free radical damage. So the trick is to feed a diet that's appropriate combination of protein and fat. So they use the protein for metabolic functions and use the fat for fuel.
Yeah.
So very important, and has been researched in dogs doing different levels of fat, anywhere from 25% of their calories up to 65% of their calories, which the higher the fat content, they actually had the healthier the dog.
Wow. Well, again, the product is Answers Pet Food, and that is the website, answerspetfood.com. I have a couple links posted on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, and I just made a post, the most recent one, that says, I want answers. And all you have to do is comment on that post and say that you want answers as well, and we'll get you a voucher for a free pint of Answers raw goat milk for either your dog or cat or both. They can share it. Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time today. And it was just great to learn about your products, why they work, and to share that information with our listeners. It's wonderful. And I look forward to keeping my pets on Answers goat milk. And I hope that a lot of other people get on it too. It's just amazing the difference that it can make pretty quickly. So again, that's answerspetfood.com is the website. You can find links to that on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, as well as our homepage. And if you missed any part of this interview, We will have it archived at www.dogtalkshow.com. You can also listen to all of our past shows on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Talk Show. Jacqueline, thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And for the work that you've done and for the products that you're making available to people. It's great. So we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, thanks for listening to The Dog Talk Show. Don't forget to comment on that post, I Want Answers, and you'll get a free pint of Answers raw goat milk. Have a great week. We'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m.